All right, GM everyone. Welcome to this week's or this month's community AMA. I'm just gonna get right into the questions this week. We have Lord Prinz who asks, what can you tell about the new algorithm you are building? And how confident are you that it will lead to increased profitability? Yeah, so there's not really much we can share about the new algorithm. The main reason being we don't want to leak any alpha. Even if we did inform you guys about its details, you guys wouldn't really benefit from that anyways. But yeah, more importantly, how confident are we that it will lead to increased profitability? It should be better than the current one. So I think we have a strong expectation that it will lead to increased profitability. To what degree is hard to determine yet, but yeah. And Lord Prince has three more questions. Next one is, do you think we can get back to our old market share? Yeah, so actually our market share was never really large as a total percent of Solana volume. But I think it will be relatively difficult to get back to the market share, especially if we're talking in terms of like percentage terms. Simply due to the fact that there are now copycat protocols, and even if we have a superior algorithm, they are still able to capture some market share with an inferior algorithm, and that's market share that we would have if we were the only competitor. So yeah, the presence of other competitors, regardless of how good or not they are, assuming they're not dog shit, which if they are, you know, they wouldn't be market making, means that like there is an upper bound to the market share we're able to capture. So yeah, it's probably unlikely that we will reach that we get to a point where like we're so good that all the other competitors just become totally unviable. You never see that kind of thing in traditional markets, right? Where there's never like a single market maker who is just so genius that everyone else can only lose money. Like that never happens. So next question, will this algorithm also bring back the ability to generate market making profit that Juno took from us? That is the hope, although it's not necessarily the focus. So like as we always like to emphasize, our ultimate goal is to maximize profit. And profit is the sum of trading fees and market making profit. So, we could get back the ability to generate market making profit while also reducing our fees by even more. But of course, that would be a bad thing because it would, on net, reduce our profitability. So, ultimately, we're just pursuing whatever strategy maximizes the sum of trading fees and market making profit. Whatever that turns out to be, we'll be happy with. But, if that includes market making profit, then, you know, great. And the next question. When the full token unlock for the team is achieved, What lets you, or I'm going to rephrase what you said. What prevents you from liquidating the project and just starting up again on your own with ample liquidity that you will then have all the profits for yourself? Yeah, so I mean, I guess you could ask the same question for the current state. Like, we could do the same thing right now as well. It's not necessarily a need to wait until all the tokens unlock. And I mean, like, I don't think there is no mechanism that prevents this. So I'm not going to pretend that like there is such a mechanism. But I can at least speak for myself. Like, I would never do that. I think, like, I mean, you guys have seen us over the past like 4 years and how we operate. And we would hope that provides some display of our character and what kinds of approaches we tend to take. And so, like, yeah, it's not something we're planning to do, is like the best I can say, really. Like, like, my word is all I can give you, I guess. I don't know how we could like prove this to you or like enforce it on a smart contract level. So, yeah. I hope that's a satisfactory answer. I could elaborate if you want me to elaborate on some part, but yeah. Yeah, well, we didn't have many questions this week. Just had these questions from Lord Prinz. And we only got two people in the audience, Desi and the Honey Badger. Desi might be new. I don't recall seeing you around before. Honey Badger is an OG. GM to you both. Honey Badger says, these questions cover a lot of what people are wanting to know, I think. Yeah, I totally understand that there's a lot of uncertainty right now, given how our monthly revenue has decreased. And there are some split opinions, although I think most people seem like confident in the team. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely been some talk of like should we retire the protocol and distribute all the funds? But yeah, we're still trying to, we haven't given up on Solana. We're still trying to return to our former glory, so to speak. Yeah, the current market making design we're using was designed in a different era when the market making landscape looked a lot different, and it's optimized for that kind of landscape. So what we're working on now, obviously, is more designed for the current environment. So Yeah, I mean, that's exactly why we think it should perform better. Yeah, like making a new market making algorithm, it's not as simple as just like changing a few parameters. It's, in a sense, writing it from scratch. Although, with the benefit of the years of accumulated knowledge of like how market making works on Solana, like some things have changed, of course, but some things remain the same. So yeah, there is that base that we're working off of, and yeah, hopefully we can make it back or get closer to the previous state of where we were, where we were printing big time. And part of that equation, of course, is like not only our market making algorithm, but also volumes on Solana, especially the SOL token. There's been a decent surge in volume recently. But yeah, we'll have to see how long that lasts. Solana as a L1 is certainly doing well, technically. Like, it just keeps crushing it, to be honest. But as we know in the world of crypto, it's not necessarily the most technically competent or useful thing that always wins out, especially in the short term, where hype or the ability to attract attention can play a much bigger role in in determining how much an asset gets traded, so. Anyways, yeah, that's pretty much what I have to say on that topic. In other news, someone did some math, figured out that flares are below their book value. Which made me think maybe we could arb it, but on the other hand, the Lifinity token is also below book value, so I think last time we did the ARB, only the flares were below book value, and Lifinity the token was not. So we sold Lifinity the token to buy flares. But yeah, right now, I guess that doesn't really make sense, which is fine. Like we got some more people joining us. Red Capital, Fred, and just me. Hey guys, GM. And yeah, in case you guys weren't here, I answered Lord Prinz's questions. And then just kind of riffed off of what the Honey Badger said. Let me know if you guys have any more questions. And if you did miss it, obviously there will be the recording, the podcast, as per usual. I think it's really good that our USDC is earning yield now. It makes a lot of sense, to be honest. right, we have a question from Red Capital. Are there any other... Oop, we got a scammer. Let me deal with this scammer real quick. Oh, we got many scammers. Alrighty. Are there any other potential avenues to generate money other than market making, such as the recent Camino move? Can you elaborate what you mean by the recent Camino move? Camino does a lot of things. Oh, you meant lending USDC on Camino. Right. Is there anything else we can do? Let's see. So, I mean, you know, Sandglass is an avenue where we're trying to generate more revenue. Think about Sandglass. The most popular assets on Sandglass are points trading, but points have become less popular among projects, it seems like. The willingness to give out points, and the willingness to convert points to meaningful amounts of tokens. But I could easily see that coming back. If it's alt season, then, you know, pretty sure people will once again be all about the points again. So that's one thing. We're still looking out for like market making deals. Like right now we have a market making deal with Sky. We market make for USDS Sol, and they provide weekly incentives for us. Yeah, are there any other potential avenues to generate money? I don't know, did you guys have any ideas? Like, part of the reason the Camino one is so good is because it's like so easy to do, right? It doesn't take our devs away from the most important thing they're working on, which is our market making. Like, if we just meant, you know, is there anything we could build to generate money? Well, of course, there's like, you know, many, many potential ideas for that kind of thing, but. All right, Max asks, if the algorithm for Jupiter cannot be fixed, what then? Yeah. So like the algorithm, it's not just for Jupiter, by the way. It's for any aggregator, but yeah, just to clarify. Yeah. You know. just to rephrase, so like if we're not able to retain profitability, then I think there's a case to be made for winding down the protocol. I mean, because yeah, like if you're not profitable, then what's the point even? So I think that is the honest truth. We're not there yet, but it's not an impossibility. It's not an impossibility. So yeah, but I mean, this is nothing new. This is, you know, something we've always said. What about switching to another chain? Yeah, So we're still like on the lookout for other chains. Like we have expanded to oh wow, I'm I'm drawing a blank. Eclipse. So yeah, we are in Eclipse, but the volumes on Eclipse have been wanting. Like we have made decent revenue from market making there, which is nice, but like part of their volume came from the fact that like they ran this large points program, right? So the question is, can they sustain that momentum after the points program ends, which might be difficult. So yeah, there's that. And then for other chains, the primary candidates are going to be the ones where we can just use our code as is. And actually, that's kind of what we expected for Eclipse. I mean, because they are an SVM chain. But it turned out that we actually had to do a lot of work to be able to use Lifinity on Eclipse, unfortunately. And it took like a bunch of resources that we did not foresee. So apparently it's not as simple as being an SVM chain, unfortunately. Although that helps, of course, but so yeah, I mean there are some other SVM chains popping up. Not all of them, so some of which are not live yet. So like we are eyeing those, but so with Eclipse, we committed to build on them even before Eclipse launched. Whereas this time, we think it's probably more prudent to watch how things evolve first, see if there's good volume or if there's good reason to believe that volume will continue to increase on whatever chain. And then once we see a promising signal, then actually deploy there and begin capturing value. Because it's not really like super important that we're live from day one. That doesn't really do much for us. Yeah, so that's kind of how we're thinking about it right now. So yeah, I mean, other chains are a possibility, but yeah, we'll have to wait and see how things develop, is the TLDR. Just me asks, did we get an Eclipse airdrop? So there's a reason that suffice it to say, there's a reason that we committed to build on Eclipse before they were live. And some things I am not at liberty to disclose. I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, I mean, like, needless to say, if we do receive an Eclipse airdrop. Obviously, that goes to the Lifinity community. So. Or it belongs to Lifinity DAO, to state it in different words. Eclipse everything. So the saying goes. All right, any last questions you guys wanna get in? Lord Prince, GM. I'm not sure if you were here when I was answering your questions, but rest assured I did answer them all. And the recording will be made available. All right, cool guys. Appreciate you all showing up and providing me with questions, fodder for my mouth. Let's see, we got August coming up. Solana summer, prime time, hopefully. Guess we'll find out. All right, guys, have a good rest of the month, and I will see you all next month. I'll see you in the chat. Peace out.